Where there's adversity, there's opportunity. And for tech, the coronavirus has meant a chance to sell the cloud. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. As the coronavirus swept around the world, work and education moved to the cloud with video meetings and online document sharing. Our leisure time relied on cloud servers to stream TV shows and movies. Arguably, this shift to the cloud is a trend that's been happening for years, but the pandemic sure sped things up. There are a few big companies that stand to benefit. Amazon, Microsoft, and Alibaba are the big cloud providers. Google's actually a relative upstart, but it's now rolling out new services for businesses like better encryption as fast as it can. Owen Rogers is research director with S&P Global Market Intelligence, and he's been looking at this increased demand and how much stress it may have put on the cloud.
The big benefit of the cloud is this ability to scale. So if you're running your own infrastructure in your own data center, most enterprises had no idea that they needed additional capacity and might not be able to get it because supply chains were disrupted. But with the use of public cloud, it means that you can scale your applications as needs dictate. Now, in coronavirus, there are a lot of companies that needed home working and suddenly a lot of applications needed to be accessed from remote locations. And cloud has enabled this because those enterprises and those businesses can scale up their application capacity immediately without needing to have reserved this capacity in advance.
Was there enough cloud capacity to deal with this surge in demand that we've seen because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, so far, most cloud providers seem to have handled it really well. I think the majority of cloud providers have had a huge margin of error. So they purchased way more server capability than they ever thought anyone would need, which meant they had a lot of surplus when this need was required. And also many of them managed their own supply chain, so they were able to keep disruption to a minimum.
So does that mean, though, if there's only a few companies that are offering this service, that they control the price? And could that, I guess, go up if we're relying on it more and more?
Generally, cloud is getting cheaper. There are little blips here and there, but cloud has set a precedent for pricing coming down. Cloud providers won't necessarily cut pricing because there is a risk in doing so, and they don't know how the pandemic is going to play out. But they wouldn't put up pricing because that might work against them.
Are cloud service providers competing in what they offer? Because it's not just simply servers and storage anymore, is it?
No. So some cloud providers are trying to focus on things such as machine learning and artificial intelligence. Others are looking towards things such as IoT. They're all making sure that they have these huge portfolios. So it's almost like Lego bricks. You can come and use the cloud provider, choose which Lego bricks you want to use, and build your application using your best combination of services.
It all sounds very flexible. Are there any companies that are not taking advantage of this? You know, are there barriers or disadvantages to being cloud-based?
When cloud was becoming more exciting, there were a lot of regulated industries who were worried about using cloud, essentially because a third party is taking a lot of responsibility. So healthcare, financial services, government were initially a bit reluctant to use cloud. But increasingly, we're seeing more and more of these companies take advantage of cloud. They just have to prepare more and they have to put more measures in place. And once they've done that, they're far more willing to consider cloud than they used to be.
Do you think the pandemic will have an impact on how willing companies are to consider using the cloud? Will it have a long-term effect?
I think so. Coronavirus will act as a catalyst for the adoption of cloud. Companies that were already in the cloud have been able to scale up and down. They've also been able to scale down if they were struggling. And I think this will persuade them that actually it was a good decision and they should build more applications in the cloud. Companies that haven't already put stuff into the cloud, they're probably realizing that they've been fairly static and monolithic and they haven't been able to take advantage or protect themselves against the situation. And those ones that survive the pandemic are probably going to put more and more in the cloud, just so if something like this happens again, they're better prepared.
Owen Rogers there, research director with S&P Global Market Intelligence. And now for some related links. The Wall Street Journal has more on the opportunities the cloud presents for the businesses offering it. It delves into Google Cloud Services and compares its 4% market share in 2018 to Amazon Web Services' 48% and looks at how it's trying to close that gap. What Americans were doing online shifted during the pandemic lockdowns. The New York Times analyzed internet usage from SimilarWeb and Apptopia, their two online data providers, and found that our behavior shifted, sometimes quite dramatically. They've got some great charts showing traffic to websites for Netflix, Facebook, and YouTube that all shot up. But at the same time, traffic to those companies' apps dropped. Now, that's a flip from the last few years when the bulk of browsing has been done increasingly on phones. It seems when people were at home, they turned to the bigger screens of their computers. Here on Marketplace Tech, we looked at how the internet is everything and how reliant on it we are. But that doesn't mean that access is universal or even remotely fairly distributed. About 10% of adults in the US don't have any access to the internet. Black and Hispanic people are more likely than white people to not have access. And people without access are more likely to live in rural areas. We have a whole series of coverage on the implications of that and ways to improve it. For example, if the internet was a utility, could more cities provide it? You can find all that coverage at marketplace.org/internet. I'm Jack Stewart, and that is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.